West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, drivers on and around Carrollton's Adamson Square are coming across some construction on Bradley Street.
We're starting our downtown master plan that we went through for a year. We've got a lot of community input and a lot of business input into things that they would like to see on the square in terms of water sidewalks, walkability, bump outs with the sidewalks, kind of slow down traffic, street trees, things of that nature. So we've started on the Bradley Street portion of that plan down in front of the AMP. We feel like that's our most traveled place because of the AMP, and this is the best time to do that because there's not as many events in the AMP.
Carrollton City Manager David Brooks.
Repairing stormwater under the road, and we've done that. Now we're coming to back and milling the road down to get it where we can put the sidewalks in. Then we'll come back and repave the road. The timing is good in terms of not a lot of programming in the AMP. The timing is bad in terms of once it gets cold, you can't pour concrete, you can't pour asphalt. So we're hoping that we get enough weather to be able to get this done in a timely fashion. We know it's painful for some and growing pain, so to speak. Whenever you make progress, you got to go through a little pain.
And city officials say they expect around two more years of, quote, growing pains regarding work on and around the square. But they say they are confident the results of the work will, quote, look great. A 42-year-old Villarrica man is one of six individuals sentenced to federal prison for his role as a member of a drug trafficking organization that distributed illegal narcotics in the Rome, Georgia area, including heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and oxycodone. In 2021, Drug Enforcement Administration agents found a drug distribution ring from two residential locations in Rome. Among the offenders found guilty for his role in the ring, James Carden of Villarrica. He was sentenced to 5 years, 3 months in prison, followed by 5 years of supervised release. Carden was convicted of conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute heroin and methamphetamine earlier this year after he pleaded guilty. The month of October bringing a slight rise in unemployment for all regions of the state of Georgia, except for the Three Rivers Regional Commission, which includes Carroll County. The Three Rivers region unemployment rate was unchanged in October, posting at 3.4% over the month. The labor force dropped about 500 people, but was still up 3,200 people over the year. Number of employed was down 607 over the month, but still up 2,700 over the year to 256,000. And initial unemployment claims did rise slightly in the month of October. And this evening, round two of the Georgia High School football playoffs. Four Graddick Communications radio stations are airing a local team's battle. Visit the Graddick Sports Facebook page to find out which station your team is playing. Pre-game coverage for each game starts at 5 o'clock. I'm Colin Worthington.